welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today has had quite a successful solo career and a successful tenure with the Rippingtons. He has also been part of the Groovin' for Grover tour. Please welcome saxophonist Paul Taylor.
All right. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. Well, let's, as I do with all my my subjects, as it were, let's go back to the beginning. How did you first get into music?
Well, a long time ago in Denver, Colorado. I was a little kid, 7 years old, and my parents came home and asked my younger brother and I if we wanted to play music and a musical instrument. So we said, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents, little did we know, my parents got us into a youth music organization called the Denver Youth Musicians, and that's where we kind of got started playing in the bands there, basically. And then I just worked my way up through there, just playing. And my parents eventually got me on private lessons. And then about, going through there, I got the jazz bug later in, like, junior high and high school. And
mm-hmm.
That's what carried me on through there.
Right. Well, how did your professional career begin?
Well, the professional career didn't begin a lot later. Like,
okay.
I got my record deal. I got signed in 95. So I've been kind of out about 10 years professionally recording. And that happened through a gig at Catalina Island in California, playing with Jeff Lorber.
Oh.
And when I played with Jeff Lorber, I guess I did pretty good because Keiko Matsui and her husband saw me in the audience, and they really liked what they heard. And they came back backstage after the show, and wanted to meet me and talk to me. And so I did that, and it was really wonderful meeting them. And the whole experience playing there with Jeff Lorber was, that was like the best thing I had ever done in my life at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when I met Keiko about a year later, they had an opening in their band, and they asked me if I'd like to join them. So I said, sure. And then a little bit after that, I kind of got signed. I was kind of in the right place at the right time. And a lot of different record labels were at this one engagement, and they heard me play with Keiko, and the business cards started coming in, not too long after that, I got signed, and then here I am on my sixth album.
Yes, and we will ask you about that in a little while, but for those that don't know, you were with the Rippingtons for a while. How did that get started? I mean, how did you join them?
Well, actually, I wasn't really a Rippington. I was like a special guest.
Oh, okay.
So that was kind of the guys it was under. Let's see, I think it was on my third record, Undercover. And my manager, who was Andy Howard, and she was also the co-owner of Peak Records along with Russ
mm-hmm.
Freeman,
right.
Asked me if I'd like to play at the Rippingtons. And I said, sure, why not? And so at that point, Jeff Castro had just departed.
Right.
And so, I definitely jumped at the opportunity to play with him. So I did that for a couple years as a special guest, and then, I still was doing my recording on my own CDs, and I kind of did my time, and I just felt a need to leave and to do my own, to work on my own material. So
mm-hmm.
It was kind of cool while it lasted.
Okay, well now first off, folks, we're talking with Paul Taylor here on the Mike Shamari Show here on Web Radio WCWP. Now let's talk about your latest album, Nightlife.
All right, Nightlife is my sixth CD, and I'm really happy. It turned out really nice. I'm really happy with it. Came out last year, and basically, I wanted Nightlife, my sixth CD, to be a little more up tempo than
mm-hmm.
my previous CDs. So we kind of, I kind of went into the writing with that in mind, and so we had some nice, really up tempo, really nice tempo up tune, kind of disco clubby kind of tunes, along with
mm-hmm.
some other really nice, really kind of really groovy, really kind of really cool smooth jazz kind of tunes.
Well, let me just say, it's a fantastic album.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Especially the title track, Nightlife. Love it. I'm really jumping all over the place here, but according to your bio, you were on One Life to Live at one point. What was that like?
Oh, that was wonderful. It happened the year before, like in 04, I believe. It was basically like a publicist-manager hookup. I guess they had a spot on the show that was slated for a musical artist to perform, so I guess my name had come up, and I'm really happy about that. And so, we went to New York and taped, One Life to Live on ABC,
mm-hmm.
and wonderful experience, you know, in interacting with all the actors. And the scene I was in was a lounge scene in the show where I was playing with a band, and it was really cool. I played a couple, like three or four of my songs, and got a lot of exposure. It was wonderful.
Do you remember what? Did you have any lines?
You know, in fact, Mike, I did have lines at the very end. It was just a couple of lines, like thanks for hey Paul, you did a great job. Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me here. Can't wait to come back. You know, something like that.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's something.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yes. We're talking with Paul Taylor here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. I told you I was jumping all over the place because now we're getting back to music. What has the Groovin' for Grover tour been like?
Well, the Groovin' for Grover tour was last year, and since then I've kind of departed that tour and just, you know, been supporting my nightlife CD.
Okay.
But it was very wonderful last year doing the tour with Jeff Lorber, Gerald Albright, Richard Elliott, and myself. And we just went all over the country last, you know, that year, playing a lot of the group, the Grover Washington tunes,
mm-hmm.
and you know, what I got out of it was a lot of the camaraderie between the musicians and the band, and just playing, you know, reliving Grover's, you know, Grover's greatest hits and playing those live mm-hmm. with people.
Yes, Grover, he had some great hits himself, and obviously he's missed.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Well. As I've been saying, folks, we're talking with Paul Taylor here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP and Web Radio WCWP.org. Paul, what are your fans like?
Oh, my fans, I'm living a blessed life. My fans are wonderful, and so far, so good. You know, they're coming out to the shows, supporting, you know, wherever I go. So, you know, I have a website, paultaylorsax.com, and I have
mm-hmm.
a forum. Bulletin board forum on there, and a lot of the fans come in right in to me, and so I really couldn't be happier. I also have a blog on my website, and people write in. I, you know, blog in different little touring information and pictures and stuff, and so
mm-hmm.
I get a lot of feedback from that.
Okay, well, out of all the years of touring, what memory stands out? And this is the last question, by the way.
Oh wow, that's a big question there. Of all the memories, wow. I would just say that,
You can say more than one if you want.
Okay, well, I would say that, you know, in fact, but my last show of last year, of 05, was here in Las Vegas, which is where I live,
mm-hmm.
and it was a really great show because it was kind of the culmination of the year, and we just had a great show, and playing in my hometown, Las Vegas, so that was one of the best memories of so far of one of my careers, just kind of surviving this all this time and, you know, still going strong. And then, like, another little story that kind of pops out was, like, you know, as a musician, you have to travel a lot. And so when you're flying, sometimes there's things can happen, you know, little stories can happen along the way. Well, on one of my school trips, my alto sax got smashed up on the airlines on one flight. So, you know, that was one of my horns I got, like, when I was a kid, one of my favorite horns. So I was really devastated when that happened. So, you know, since then, it's got fixed and everything's fine, but,
Oh, that's good.
That, you know, that kind of story kind of jumps out at you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't believe I've run out of questions. I don't know what else to ask now, and I guess, might as well end it there. We ended on a good note.
All right,
Paul, thank you very much, and, continued success with
Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, this has been Paul Taylor here on the Mike Shamari Show, and we'll be right back with a song from his Nightlife album.